Hello, and welcome back to Rhyme of the Frost Maiden. When we left our characters, they were in a dire situation. They've arrived at a maximum security prison, which for some reason has gone into lockdown. The lights are on dim, the red alarm lights are flashing, and the whole prison is trapped within an anti-magic zone. And if it weren't bad enough, the guards they've found are dead, and the prison seems to be taken over with undead demons who somehow, despite the anti-magic zone, can still cast their deadly magics. When we left our party, we had Zelfiz and Runa battling against what can only be described as a tongue or maybe a tendril, which is moving from corpse to corpse, animating them. And Zelfiz in the corridor nearby has heard a sound from a doorway leading further into the complex. And I believe it's Runa's go.
Mm-hmm. I think because it has slithered away, she's not in engaged range with it at the moment. So she's going to just, I will be back to deal with you later. Go out the door, close it. Zelfiz, why are magic no work here but demon magic works? This makes no sense. I use divine magic, they use undivine magic. It is like same source, opposite side of coin.
Unless this was some sort of weird, who knows, maybe some sort of weird system they had here to keep the prisoners.
But why demons?
I wouldn't mess around if demons were here. I don't know, but it's, we gotta turn off all
this. We have
this.
To fix.
Yes.
Further inside. They would not have problem solution on outside.
So, just quick information piece. There's something really heavy and shuffling the other side of this door. And he knocks on the door.
I see.
Yes.
Runa, what do I see?
Hello!
But look, we gotta get in there. We gotta try and find Gunn.
We must push
and
all the buttons and see what works.
Yes.
Okay, so are you doing anything with your rounds, Runa?
Yeah, I'd like to walk up to the door.
Leaving.
Okay. So you open the door leading further into the complex.
Yes.
And you are immediately faced with an 8-foot tall abomination stitched together from numerous corpses. Its head is inside a Hessian sack, a black Hessian sack. Well, it's not black. It's black because it's covered in blood. The blood from whatever's inside this sack has leaked through. Dragging behind it is an enormous sword, fully 8 foot long and glowing with some sort of mystical power. It looks up and groans. Recognize this as, well, you think you recognize this as a flesh golem.
What fun.
Everyone likes a nice flesh golem every now and then.
Do I close the door again, or do I just attack it?
Runa as well, can you give me you can use an arcane, and same with Xelfiz, either of you can use either arcane or religion check on this creature, or mainly this creature's weapon.
Yeah, I love to do that. Religion.
Ditto.
Oh, they're the same for me. That's...
You go religion, I'll go arcane then, because I have good arcane as well.
Sure, yeah, I'll roll religion.
I have rolled with a plus 5, 25.
Nat 20.
Oh no, hold up. Sorry, I saw Runa's. I rolled 20 total.
Nice.
Okay, so you both rolled incredibly well, so
what's
you know
demons?
Some things about this thing. Stitched together from corpses to create an almost undefeatable creature. It is immune, not resistant, immune to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing attacks from anything non-magical. It has magic resistance. It is also carrying what can only be, and Runa, you've seen this before, a sword of sharpness. This sword will magically dismember those it strikes, cutting limb from limb.
Well, in that case... I think what I want to do is I want to take that sword from him.
Oh God! Okay.
I would like to rest.
I look forward to the sword.
I'd like to just be like, ugh,
So this has been Love Laugh Lindy, everyone.
You can check her out.
I just want to, yeah, I want to like wrestle the sword out of his hand. Be like, you don't get to have this.
Nice. Okay. So give me.
I'm guessing that'd be an athletics check.
Like, I think it probably would. I feel it has to be.
That's similar to grappling, you know?
Yeah. I think it's probably going to get. Like, I think if you're sort of going in unarmed to try and grab onto its hand, I feel it's going to get an attack of opportunity. Like, I know it's not strictly the rules, but I think that makes sense.
It can get an attack of opportunity without the sword if I don't get it. If I get the sword.
I think that, so if it misses, then you've managed to grab onto its wrist or its hand and you're trying to disarm it.
So the anti-magic field and everything else isn't bad enough. You're giving it an extra attack of opportunity is not in the mechanics on top of everything else.
Well, it rolled a 3.
3 plus 20.
It probably misses.
Yeah, no,
3 plus 20.
It steps forward and raises its sword. It scrapes along the wall, cutting through the almost immutable stone and slams towards you before it meets the immovable form of your arms. You catch it in mid-strike, and I need your athletics roll.
Yeah, I'm going to roll that athletics plus...
Come on.
Luna says no.
No.
No. Oh.
12.
Okay. Oh, hang on. What did I roll? Let me roll. Oh, hang on. So, an 8 plus. What's it? Athletics. Strength is 4. So, it got a 12. I have an athletics roll on her. What did you roll?
I got a 12.
A 12, so it's a draw. So you're grappling, but you've not managed to wrestle its arm free. And it's its attack. So it gets 2 attacks.
Can I get 2 tries because I get 2 attacks?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
No.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
No.
Nothing to see here. Keep moving on.
Oh! It rolled a 2.
So again, that might be higher.
So it gets a plus 4, so it's a 6.
That's an 8 for me.
So
but it isn't that one.
It's not a. It's an ability check technically.
Yeah. So I don't think you've disarmed it, but you've succeeded in grappling it. So I think it is grappled. So it now means that it can't move back and forth. It's now these two. So Zalfiz, you can see these two enormous forms of Runa and this flesh golem. Their muscles just twitching,
rolling poorly at each other.
They desperately try and wrestle each other.
They're like.
So it's going to bring up. So it's two hands are on this sword. It's going to take let go with one hand and strike it down towards you, Runa, in a slam attack.
That's fair. That's fair.
Is it going to let me roll? Come on, roll 20.
Well, if he can't roll, he can't hit me.
So there we go.
We go. God. So a 15 is the first roll, and it has a lot of pluses.
Misses.
So hang on,
it doesn't do any damage.
A 15 plus 7, so 22.
Oh, that would hit then, yes.
So it does 13 points of bludgeoning, magical bludgeoning damage, which slams down into you, jarring your teeth.
Okay.
And then it's going to try and get itself out of the grapple that you've put it in. So can you give me an athletics roll?
I would love to do so. 14.
12. You still got it grappled. It's not top of the round. And it's Zalfiz, it's you.
So I'm assuming the Ring of the Ram is a wondrous item. I'm assuming that's magic, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
God damn it. I ain't got much here other than I'm going to walk out and close the door. No, not close the door.
you guys have fun with that.
I'm going to just, I guess, load another bolt into the crossbow and try and strike it.
So, to your horror, Zalfiz, you see the door next to you beginning to open, and you can hear this laugh coming from within. But give me that attack.
Just
if this sword's
room,
working.
Hold on. The room we're in. I assume the door opens in towards us, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna push Lady Penguin up against that door, and then look. She's
just the door.
Does the door stop?
It might buy us one round. She's a heavy mechanical penguin.
Yeah, I mean, you have to kind of struggle to push it, push her. But no, you've seemed to block the door.
I'm knackered after pushing the penguin in place, and I rolled an 8 to hit on my crossbow.
Yeah, that's not going to do it. Your crossbow bolt bounces off the walls, but luckily doesn't hit Runa, but also doesn't hit the golem. And Runa, it's your go.
What, the sword?
Okay, give me that athletics roll.
Come on.
Okay, so it gets an 18.
Yeah, that beats.
Okay, it knocks you to the ground, breaking out of your hold, and you're thrown backwards. You do have another attack.
Yeah. Give sword, please.
Now.
Okay, give me that athletics roll.
But that would be more of an intimidation.
23.
Ooh.
There we go.
So gritting your teeth, you rip the sword out of the golem's hand.
I do like
hand,
that kick up, like,
she just like ripped your
holding
hand off
it aloft. And as soon as it leaves the golem's sort of horrible formed fingers that's been stitched together out of multiple prison inmates and guards.
Working sword.
The sword's magic fades and you're just holding an enormous amount of like hunk of metal.
Well, now it can't use it against us, at least.
I'm confused.
And let's move the camera over to the other two in the record room.
Watch out from the top ropes.
Yeah, I'm gonna like suplex this guy through a table.
So he
can't speak it.
So let's move you over. So the record room is a wreck. Hundreds of papers and artifacts have been scattered across the floor that's littered with broken glass, twisted metal and ripped paper. In the corner, cowering there, is a man in a nondescript uniform of grey. Across the sort of lapel, like the breast, is the words R-E. And he looks up at you with fear-filled eyes as you crash the chair down onto him. Can you give me an attack roll?
Yeah, sure thing. What do I got? Strength. Is that okay? Plus one. Now is when I'll get a nat 20 and I'll kill the guy before I can ask him any questions. I got a 5 plus 1, so a 6.
He's like on his sort of sat down, and he just pushes back, arms and legs flailing into the sort of back against the wall, but the chair crashes down onto the floor in front of him. Please don't kill me, please.
I'll kind of like try to recover and like just grab him and like pin him up against the wall and be like, what is going on here? Who are you?
Try and keep it down.
Please, I'm no one important. I'm the man who cleans the toilets.
Everyone cleans the toilets here.
I oversee it. The prisoners come in and I'm there. It doesn't matter now, please.
What is happening?
The prisoners escaped. I don't know how they did it. They were led by a man, necromancer, lich or something. He's opened, I don't know, some sort of portal into the abyss, called forth demons. Everyone's dead. I can hear poor Chantel screaming from next door.
Why are you in here?
I'm hiding.
Hiding? Why is this room turned
upside
down?
That's actually not a bad strategy. I'm on his side for this one, Gon.
Well, I want to know why the room's turned upside down, so...
That's true.
They came, the necromancer and his followers, members of the prisoners who have joined him. They were looking for things, items of power,
things
they could use. I'm Dennis.
Ah, Dennis. So, Dennis...
Joe.
How often are these bathrooms cleaned, just out of curiosity?
Sort of
really
looks at you with sort of fear and confusion. Every day.
Nice.
Dennis.
Run a toilet ship.
Sure. Whatever is out there, there's magic being used. I cannot use magic. Is there something we can do to allow us to use our magic? Is there a switch? Is there
a
control?
No. It's a Chantel turned. She called lockdown on. Turns on the antic magic field for anyone but the guards.
How can she turn it off? How can we turn it off?
Well, she can do it.
Probably not going to do much right now.
There'll be a come on word.
Oh, fuck.
So she's. So I don't know how to break this to you, Dennis.
Gon is going to drop him and run back out to the door. Yeah,
Chandril, she's really dead. Like,
she might not be yet. She was being smothered. She might still be able to resuscitate her. We'll check.
What, you'd think in 3 minutes of brain dead if, like,
Gon is going to still try. He's going to run out and try.
So no, it's a brave effort. So you run across the counselor's room and into the captain of the guard or the warden's chamber. Chandril is lying there motionless with one of these skin kites across her mouth, stopping her from breathing. As soon as you enter, it peels away, ripping away the flesh of her face, leaving a bloody mask, and it flaps towards you, as do two others. But Chandril just glares at you with dead, I guess, like accusing eyes.
Can I use a medicine roll to try to see if she's still alive?
It could be
very, 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 very off chance that it might.
Without you have enough knowledge of medicine there that she is dead.
Fuck. I push her off the desk. Can I see anything? Can I see anything on the desk?
So if you're doing that, the skin kites are going to attack you.
Gon just has his arms up like that to like. So they go onto his arms rather than his face to obscure his vision, and he's just like looking on the desk to see if he can find anything. He doesn't care about whatever damage he's taking.
Okay, give me an investigation roll.
Am I good at these? I don't think I am.
I think not.
Plus zero is fine. Did I roll?
What's your armor class?
It is 13 right now. Okay,
they all hit, they all attach to you, so you've like one sort of grabs onto your sort of the face at the side of your neck, one onto your ankle, one onto your arm. You search through things and you're sort of flipping papers here and there, and there's no sort of command word anywhere. You can't see anything that could do this, but you will take some damage.
Fuck, I got an 18. That's good.
I'm gonna basically have said to Dennis, I'm gonna have to go help him. You don't move, okay?
It's an extra plus two, so it's 20 points of damage from the skin kites.
Oh, fuck.
So I'm rushing in to, because I've seen what's happened, and I've told Dennis to stay put. I'm not sure if he will. And I will attempt to investigate as well.
So you within 18, there you do notice a couple of things. The table where Chandril is laid across is somehow magically illuminating the room, and that magic's still working. You can also see like a control panel, like something that's looking like an artificer would make, which has various buttons on it, and those are lit up.
So
I'm going to point that.
Gon is like screaming as these skin plates begin to melt his very flesh. Graham, it's your round.
Yeah, I got a 26 on investigate. So do I understand what?
So you see what you? That's what you see. So the what you, are you ignoring? Gon flailing with these skin kites.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna start pressing buttons.
So the control panel. It seems to be. It allows you to speak to different parts of the complex. So it's that each of the buttons has room numbers on it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm there pressing buttons. What does that one do? No, okay.
So meanwhile, with this battle below, Runa and Zalfir, you can hear Graham's voice occasionally go.
Oh,
it's cutting in and out as he presses buttons.
Maybe we should leave.
And then I press like all of the buttons. I'm holding my hands, all of them out, and I'm holding down every button. And I'm like, Zalfir, come upstairs. We need artificer knowledges, please.
So Dennis comes to us. No, the cultists, the necromancer, they'll know we're here. You've just told them our location. Are you crazy?
It's okay. I've called Zalfis. He's very practical. We've got. Don't worry, Dennis. We'll figure it out. Also, Dennis, what are you doing in here? I told you to stay in that room.
Gon, it's your round.
I'm Gon. What can I even do? Gon is going to. Can I do an arcana to see if there's like a common word of command that might stop this, maybe? Guess? Abracadabra, whatever.
But like, there's an infinite number of things it could be.
All right, can I roll? I get a nat 20 on an intelligence check?
There's no way you can guess this password.
Okay.
Can I?
But you are being attacked by these skin kites.
Yeah, well, no shit.
You can rip them off, like they're just attached to you.
How many is there more on her corpse?
No, yeah, there's only three.
They're all on me now.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I would like to try to rip at least as many off as I can.
How many attacks do you have?
I only have one.
Okay, so you can rip off one. So give me a strength check, an athletics roll.
And what I would like to do is I'd like to open up a drawer and shove it in there.
Okay.
And like nice. Make sure it's a solidly, the skin can't slither out, which is just, oh. I got a 15.
Okay, so you rip it from you and it sort of, you slam it into a drawer. And then from your neck where you've ripped it off, you feel the sort of the flesh like terrible sunburn and the skin peeling away. And where it peels away, it's like blue with part of your beard on it. And it hits the ground and then begins to squirm and it flaps into the air. There is now another skin kite. This one a gone skin kite.
They reproduce.
And as you, it's the skin kite's round. So I need you to take so there's two more on you. So I need you to take some damage.
Do they just straight up do damage? Then there's no AC against them.
No, because it's just on you, melting your flesh.
Oh my god!
So you take 13 points of damage from the two that are on you.
How are you doing for HP right now?
I'm still above half.
Get all of you.
Usually I'm in your boat.
So the one on the ground, the gone one, is going to flap into the air and it's going to try and grab onto Graham.
I'm just going to dodge.
Graham, okay. Room? Am I wrong in that?
Sorry, no, he's here. He's searching the room, so it gets a 13 to hit.
That is not a hit.
Okay, so it's your round, Graham.
So I'm going to attack the bit of gone flesh.
Okay, so give me that attack.
One second. Which one am I going to attack with? Yeah, I'll attack that. Right. So, 15?
That is a hit.
Okay. So
is your rapier skewers this horrendous creature.
Mm-hmm.
So that's do damage, please. You're within range, so you can have sneak attack.
Okay. So 1d8 plus 4, and then 4d6?
Yeah.
So that is 29 damage.
You skewer it and it just flops the ground lifeless. It's your round gone as these things are pulling at your flesh.
I'm trying to think, like, is there anything in the room I can find? I want to try to pull another one off. So I will do the strength check to do that. And then I want to run back out to Dennis and see if he knows anything else. I got a nat 20.
Oh, I think with a nat 20, you can rip off two of them.
Yes.
You throw them away from you, but with them comes two more gone, blue gone skin kites.
I don't like that.
And you can use your movement to leave the room, and as can Graham on your round if you wish.
Yeah. And you're going to run back out to Dennis and be like, can you think of anything that might be the word? Like, this is what? Can you help us at all?
No, but the cultists, the ones that had joined the necromancer, they were using the guards' bodies to help them avoid the anti-magic zone. They had hands, bits of flesh around their necks like pendants, and it allowed them to trick the system into thinking they were guards.
Oh, shit. I mean, if I have movement left, I'd like to go in and cut.
Sure, like, this can be the next round.
Yeah. Okay, I'd like to go like in and like cut a finger off of.
Surely the skin kites are going to count, no?
You would think that, but they might not be her skin. I don't know.
No, they're definitely her skin.
Mm-hmm. When they were on me, did I get to use? Did I feel any magic ability come back?
You didn't seem to, because they were living.
Okay, well, I'd like to cut a or cut a finger off of Shandro.
Okay, I'm gonna just skip forward this combat because I think you're good fighters and the skin kites themselves are reasonably easy to defeat. They've got very low hit points, so you manage to you sort of stand a few minutes later in the bloody room with the dead Shandro there, clutching her finger, and with it your druidic powers come back.
Fuck. We figured out Joe's trick.
Is there anything you want to do before I move the camera back down to the people below?
Yeah, we're just going to be wearing bits of Shandro, right? That's what's happening now.
Yeah, just
okay.
Yep, finger on a pendant, hanging around the neck or something like that. Unless you want to do anything, Graham, I think we're just going to start moving downstairs to try to defeat the cultists.
Yeah, I'll fill my pockets with bits of whatever's left of
okay. if you want to do healing or anything
extras
like that,
I can give you know our friends.
If you want to do anything like healing or anything like that, do it off camera. Let's move back downstairs to where Runa and Zalfiz are fighting against the mighty flesh golem. Runa has wrestled the sword of sharpness off it, but it is no longer magical in her hand. It's just an enormously heavy hunk of metal, and the almost pretty much undefeatable creature is marching towards her with his fists bunched.
Fish bunched.
You shut up, you. I know you're stupid.
Oh, I could see Joe talking like that to his kids someday, but they...
Shut up, you. You're stupid.
Okay, we'll do top of the round, and I think it's Zalfiz first.
The answer is we need flesh golem gloves, I say, as I'm holding the sword, because obviously it worked when he held it.
It's quite clearly not magical with you hearing it.
Yeah.
And Zalfiz, who's on one hit
gloves.
Point.
So, okay, so what in this room, I've got Lady Penguin blocking the door behind me where there's a guy coming.
Yep.
What else have I got in this room, like, exit-wise?
It's not a room, it's a corridor. So it's an otherwise empty corridor. There's a trail of blood beneath you. Behind you is the locked door leading to outside. To your right is the door leading to the guard room, which somehow you've blocked, but you can hear the kind of thudding sounds as this sort of possessing tendril is crashing the body of the guard against it. And right in front of you is this enormous flesh golem, creature.
I thought we stepped into the other room. I did not realize that.
No. You've blocked it.
I blocked this one here with the. Thought we'd stepped in here when I knocked on the door earlier.
Okay. No.
I follow you now. Well, that definitely limits my options of running away.
So the room beyond the flesh golem is a corridor, actually. So it leads, you remember that from leading further into the complex. Mm-hmm. It's a corridor that will eventually lead into the central well where the prisoner cells are.
Cool. I think I'm just going to load up another crossbow and try and kill this because, I have Runa shouting about gloves that I don't care about. I just want to survive, to be honest with you.
So, okay.
Throw another +5.
Okay, so you don't need to roll anything because it's immune to damage from non-magical weapons.
Uh-huh. You
just thuds into it. Even if you strike it, it will do no damage at all.
When I see that happening, I'm going to try and... Because I know that there's trouble coming from behind me. I'm going to try and run past it and go through the door then, I guess.
Okay. It will make an attack of opportunity against you.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, let's see if it can strike you. It gets a +7 to hit. What's your armor class?
Not great. 14.
Okay, so it needs to roll under 7 for you. Okay. Are you going to roll for me?
It just needs to make rolls like how when we were having a grapple off.
Yeah.
It doesn't really long. I'll take it. It took a 12. I'll do the 12. Is that a hit or a miss?
That's a miss.
Okay, so its fist thuds down and it shatters the concrete or the magical stone beneath, and you dive through into the corridor beyond. It's still dark. It's still that kind of like red sort of glowing. I don't know why. Oh, there you go. You can see it. It extends to your right and left into darkness as far as you can see. And it extends further north, 10, 20, 30 feet into. You can just about see the main central room where all the cells are. And the blood trail goes in that direction.
So as I'm leaving, like head back through the door.
We don't seem to be able to damage it. We gotta try and find the others or something to turn off
something.
This magic field.
Yes.
I suggest we bolt run.
That is good. Yes.
So you can actually go quite a long way, actually, if you want to. So it
I will
you
follow.
Go, you can probably actually get, if you do a full dash, you can actually almost get to...
Well, I can't do a full dash because I took an attack.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, you should
so
just...
I would be heading towards the main room of the cells, but bear in mind that I have one hit point and have met nothing but problems. I'm going to be very much in the dark as this corridor, hoping that Runa follows on.
Okay, so Runa, it's your round.
So it's come into this hallway with me.
Yep.
I'm going to disengage.
Okay.
Go on the other side. Close the door.
Okay.
Selfies.
Okay, so as you close the door, you hear this like gung, 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 as the kind of bolts within engage, locking the thing within.
It at least buys it. I just keep buying it. So I'm like, oh, close the door, and then close the door. Yes, and I will follow. And I've got my maul in one hand, and I've got this sword in the other. I'm like, why won't you work? Why do you work for Flesh Golem? And not for Runa.
So we're gonna leave combat for a moment as you stroll down this corridor. Are you heading into the main area?
I think we're gonna head down the stairs because we would have heard that the masking us to go upstairs.
So you know from looking at the map that the only way to get into the tower is in this main area. There's a staircase in this sort of guard control room in the center.
But I think we will try still.
I'll move your characters so you're at least sort of a bit closer.
Sure.
And then you can decide what you do from there. Sorry, for some reason your character... Yeah, if you could move it, that'd make it a bit easier. Yeah, for some reason you're...
Sure.
Okay, so...
Yes. Would attempt to walk quietly as we head towards the main area.
So you see ahead an enormous room. It's hexagonal, and built into the walls are numerous cells. The cells themselves are like metal doors with a barred hatch, but many of the cells are wide open. In the center of the room is this sort of guard tower, which goes from floor to ceiling and has tiny windows in it looking out so they can see every cell, but also a number of doors. These doors are open, and the floor in front of you is like a scene from a butcher's shop. Bodies are strewn everywhere. To your left, a little bit further into the room, is just a pile of bodies as the dismembered guards have just been heaped one on top of the other. But there are bodies to your right and all over. The sort of tortured, twisted forms of these poor, poor men and women who'd served the prison. As you kind of peek in, you can hear this sort of like sound coming from the pile of corpses. But at this distance, you can't make anything out, at least not initially. Can you both give me perception rolls?
You refuse.
Yes.
I don't want to know.
No.
Yeah.
I rolled
a
know.
14.
Okay.
19.
Ooh, okay. So, Zalfiz, with your 14, you can see some figures moving on top of the pile of guards' corpses. Runa, with your 19, you think you can notice three of them, and you think they are ghouls or maybe ghasts. These, like, corpse-eating flesh dwellers. So it's to your left into the room, about 50 feet away. Sort of.
Okay. But the right looks clear?
The right, you can just see corpses, and there's in the center of the room is this sort of hexagonal
tower. But there's definitely
tower.
Ghouls to the left.
Definitely ghouls or ghasts.
Or ghasts. Yeah.
So is there any way up?
What do you two wish to do as you're peering into this large prison complex?
Back and whisper. I will go. Selfies, there are ghouls to the left of us and corpses to the right. But here we are, needing to get to the middle.
Okay, look, I mean, We gotta get out of here and find the others. I think we just rush up the tower as quick as we
maybe
can.
Quick, we can go quickly, or we can try quietly.
I'm all about quickly.
Okay, we just go. I recommend go to right, though, less ghouls or guests.
Yeah, and Joe, the stairs that we would have saw on the map with Elijah is at the bottom of this tower, like up the middle of this watchtower, is it?
Yeah, so if you can get into the central sort of control room, the guards' control room, there's a spiral staircase that leads up into the tower itself. That's right.
Head to this door here, so I guess.
Yep, the door. Yes.
Okay, so can you give me a stealth roll to see if the ghouls don't notice you?
Sure.
100%.
So they have a perception, passive perception of 10, so there's your target.
Oh, well, let's see what we get.
14.
Okay, sneaky.
Uh-oh.
8.
Okay, so...
Unless it hasn't been an hour, in which case we would still have pass without a trace.
Oh, it hasn't been an hour, but it's a spell, so it doesn't work.
Oh, that's true.
Hold on.
So,
Flash of Genius. Flash of Genius. It's okay, we're fine. Plus 5.
Flash of Genius is fine. Plus 5, you're fine. So one of the ghouls or ghasts...
So my Flash of Genius...
I want to, like, it's going on for a long time with their turn. I wanted to, like, go back as gone and just, like, master controls and say, use the guards to use your magic. But I don't know how long the time difference is between our turn and their turn.
If it was Call of Cthulhu, I'd say, well, just roll for luck. I think just narratively, I think that's a really cool thing to do. So you hear this, like, so Runa and Zalfir, you can hear this, like, as the intercom system bursts to life and you hear a familiar voice. So, Gon, what do you say?
Take a part of the guard. You can use magic if you're touching them.
Oh, cool. South is going to run over to a dead guard.
There's a bunch of corpses right here to the right.
Yeah, South is going to start just curing wounds.
Okay.
Left and right.
So you immediately pull off touching the guard isn't enough. You're actually going to have to pull a piece off the guard, like several fingers.
I have
off.
A sword in one hand and the maul in the other. I will just...
Zalfis has a hammer.
Give us a hand.
He's climbing gear, so Zalfis is going to start breaking knuckles with a hammer.
These are inanimate corpses. You can
really do damage, Rina.
So as you each grab yourself a grisly trophy...
Ugh, I do not like this.
The sound of Gordon's shouting has attracted the ghouls and the ghasts, and four, I don't know why they're this enormous, they shouldn't be this enormous, four figures turn round the corner and let out this, you know, 28 days later or sort of body snatches, scream and launch themselves towards you.
Just show, as we're breaking fingers, I'm putting one on Lady Penguin as well as FYI.
Well, no, Lady Penguin is powered by you, so as soon as you seem to gain your power back, so does Lady Penguin.
Cool.
And she just lights up, her eyes bright, goes blue and then red. And remember, like, red? You shouldn't be red. Red means that Kevin's there. Then they're back to blue again. And then you hear this ka-chunk, kunk from the distance as the door that was blocking the flesh golem opens. And I think we're going to move our camera back to the other two. So I think, Niall, you just said that you had moved yourself back into the room to go and use the intercom.
Yeah, too.
So I think if you just put you all back... message. We'll move you all back in there where we start this scene.
Yeah. I look back at Graham and I'm like,
I think they got the message.
I think so, but get
work here.
Ask get Dennis.
You can
ask
leave
him
through the roof still. I've got that's still open. You can turn into a bird. We can just forget this ever happened.
We can't leave the others behind. And we need that orb. Can you let's go. Let's go check if Dennis knows anything about this. If he and I'd like to start moving as I'm talking out to the other room to see if Dennis is still there.
We're pulling a West Wing walk and talk. So I think that if we strategically ask Dennis the correct question, we'll find out exactly where the red skin thiefling with the pointy teeth is at.
Yes.
So You ask him well, let's do this in character.
Graham, you ask him. You ask him about the prisoner. I'm going to see if I can find anything in this room that would Gon know that it looks similar to the orb that we've seen before. That weird thing with the rings around it.
Well, no, that's the Mithilar. So
not similar to that at all, is it?
No, that's a completely different thing. The Mithilar is what powered the city, the Nethery cities. This is, she described it as Professor Orb. We probably skipped over it because I think there would have been that discussion. So it literally looks like the moon, like it's glowing white, and it's almost like it's been created to look like.
I would like to look
the Forgotten Realms moon. Tell me what it's called if you know.
I would like to look to see if I see anything that resembles that in the room. I'll do a perception roll if necessary. And
you'd need to be an investigation, but you both can do it, or one of you can do it with advantage.
Saloon,
thank you. Thank you.
And I'll ask him about
chat.
Saloon, there you go. If you do that investigation roll, then I will ask him if he has seen it and if he knows anything about the tiefling prisoner.
He said with advantage, so that's 23.
So you're kind of searching through, and this room does look like it's been ripped of anything of value. But you do find this like little orb which glows with an inner light despite the anti-magic zone, and you pull it out.
We should escape. We have what we need. The others are probably downstairs. Let's let them know to get out.
Yeah, just...
They can
just
find the prisoner, Gregor, whatever he's called, then perfect. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, they should get out, because this is... Whatever we're facing
I'll do
up here,
it. I'll do
I can
it. You
only
said
imagine.
It was the button on the right, right? Yeah, okay, here. Grab the orb. I give you the orb. You run up. I'm going to go to the intercom. I press the button. I'm like... Right, here we go. Got it. That's the one. yeah. I'm like... Zalfis, Runa... we're leaving, so just get out of here, and we got what we came for. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, Gregor,
also, necromancer dude, if you can hear me, you are a complete and utter and I hope you never get anything that you want in your life, because you suck and I hate you. Bye bye. I start running out, running back up the stairs, or try to.
Very nice. Okay, so Zalfiz and Runa, what do you do?
Right, wrong voice again. That's enough for me. I am gone. We should leave now.
Makes
gone.
You wonder what they ran into if they are chickening out this. If this is what we are experiencing.
Just before I leave, I am going to cast for my action before I start moving. Second level cure wounds, please.
Yeah, don't worry about healing. You can cover that meta, so you definitely do that. But how are you going to leave? Where do you want to go?
Lay on hands. 40 points.
definitely. I'm casting invisibility and just walking out the way I came in.
The way you came in is locked shut.
What? Since when?
since Runa closed it behind you when you were unconscious.
Ah, I just flex my fingers around this beautiful mall.
Okay, it's closed and locked. Right?
Yeah. Okay. So, have you got thieves' tools? Or actually, Runa.
We do not need thieves' tools.
She had the key, did she not? What's going on?
I do have the key.
Well, doors are not.
Who I am?
Yeah. Okay.
Because I have magic now, so that means. Oh, my maul works, which means it does triple damage to inanimate objects.
You're going to roll three ones.
Doors, walls, whatever. I'm not terribly bothered by
okay,
that.
Well, then
and I'm invisible is the main thing. I just want to die.
Let's epilogue this. So as you sort of, you turn around,
just
you hear this voice.
How much
you can see, what? So there's four or five ghasts and ghouls running towards you. There's this enormous figure of the flesh god and charging in another direction. How do you get by them? And then how do you destroy the door to get out and into the snowy waste beyond? What do you do? Let's epilogue this.
So, we have a sword of sharpness. and a mall that crushes inanimate objects. I think what happens is Runa sets one on the floor, just sword of sharpness, is like, you just stay safe, Zelfies, and then just slices off the limbs.
Goes invisible. It's like just the crazy idiots. Off, like,
yeah, the arms and legs. They don't need to die. Just render them immobile, puts the sword off down on the neck in a harness, pulls out the thing, and just, wow, just breaks down through the doors. And we go back out the way we came, leaving poor dismembered fiendish things behind us. And you I smite a whole bunch too with the sword. I'm like, smite, sword, smite.
Burning all your uses of it, just like everything it hits, blasts.
I've wanted to do this whole time.
Amazing. So as you rend your way through and blow your way out through the door using your Maul of the Titan, sending shards of the prison in all directions, you exit into the snowy waste beyond. You're expecting to see the dark form that shows you each of your future deaths, but it seems to have faded into the blackness, and it is not long before you meet up with your two companions, maybe a good mile or two away from the prison. You describe what you've done and you head back to Bryn Shander to discuss with, I'm assuming Elijah, he'd be your first stop, but also with Valen Harpel to decide your next steps. And I think that is where we will leave the story today. We are going to continue next week with Oriel's Island. Our heroes are heading out into the Sea of Moving Ice to find the abode of Oriel the Frost Maiden herself, which is going to be a very, very interesting adventure. So please tune in at the same time. I have been Joe Trier. You can find me at howwerollpodcast.com, at HWR Podcast on Twitter, and Joe the GM. And we have all sorts of Dungeon Dragons and Call of Cthulhu available wherever you can download podcasts, including Spotify. So please do check out How We Roll Podcast. Owen, where can people find more of you?
You can find more of me at How We Roll Owen in most places on the internet. I am on Twitter at How We Roll Owen. Owen is EOGHAN. I'm also on Twitch playing a whole raft of games, Rocket League, Football Manager. Going to be starting up Baldur's Gate in the next couple of weeks, which will be more down the kind of podcast route. And I hang out in their Discord pretty much every day when I'm busy working.
So Graham, Curran, thank you so much for you, that awesome adventure. Where can people find more of you?
You can find me on Twitter at Curran_J. You can find me on the How We Roll Discord or the Desert Roll Discord. Good stuff.
And Niall, thank you again for playing. Where can people find more of your stuff?
People can find me on my Twitter, which is, I can't remember right now. I think it's How We Roll Podcast.
HWR
Podcast Niall. There we go. Or you can find me more easily on the How We Roll Discord or the Does It Roll Discord, where I'm around most times. And if you tag my name, I'll more than likely reply.
And Lindsay, again, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to play with you. I'm so glad you can make it tonight. Where can people find more of your stuff?
Oh my goodness. So people can find me online at Laugh Love Lindy, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, etc. I play in and GM a lot of tabletop RPGs. Bit of an addict. It's fine. I don't need help. We've got two weekly D&D games on my channel, a once a month Aliens campaign, which is super thrilling and exciting and terrifying. You can also find me on a couple other channels. Currently, I'm twice a week on Praxagora Thesmophoria's channel playing The Witcher tabletop RPG and the Blue Rose tabletop RPG, which is actually in 2 hours. So that'll be super fun. Check it out for just shenanigans. Wow.
And last but by no means least, thank you so much, Aram. Aram, can people hear you in chat? Because the production is, as always, incredible.
I'm not sure. Hopefully. Honestly, this week, I don't know. Maybe they can hear me, maybe not. We'll see.
Can people hear?
Yes, they can.
Yes, they can hear you. Perfect.
Okay.
Where can people find more of you?
You can find me online at Vardian. And I'll just put everything I do there. That'll be easy.